Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's Tuesday, June 26, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Hopefully you all have had a wonderful day and hopefully an entertaining evening as well. Got a lot of stuff to get into here, and we will do so. But first things first, let me remind you all of the official website for the network. It's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Incredible amounts of information there. Lots of great things that we've discussed with you before. Consider making some purchases from republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll be able to not only acquire great things at great prices, you'll also be able to help us continue to do what we love to do, which is visit with you guys each and every day, each and every night. So, yes, we urge you to do that. Consider that. And, of course, looking at some of the financial things, which we'll be discussing later on this week, pretty intriguing things coming down the line. Maybe you've been paying attention. Maybe you have not. If you have not, well, gosh, you're missing a lot. The price of gold and silver has gone down a bit, and I think that that's being done for a purpose. I was in talks with some very good people today and discussing with them sort of what's going on, and they said that they believe that big things are going to be happening in the stock market, big changes, and you're seeing the price of gold and silver go down so the powers that be can get their hands on more of it before it goes through the roof. So consider that. Give Robbie Noel a call at Republic Trading Group and discuss maybe some of these things with him. He may know more than I do. And what I know is mostly speculation, but extremely well-informed speculation. So I take it to heart, and perhaps you should too. So pay close attention to what's going on there and also what's going on in the rest of the world, including here and abroad, including, of course, factoring in warfare and weather changes and things like that. Speaking of the weather, it's been relatively calm for the most part. We've gotten some rain over the last couple of days here in northwest Arkansas, which we could use. And it hasn't been insanely hot, which is nice. But, you know, gosh, I know you guys have been getting pounded down there in Texas. Manny, how's the weather out there tonight? Is it pretty good? Not bad? All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, well, you know, they obviously a lot of problems there in Texas and other places as well, which we'll get into. And, you know, the debate on global warming still continues. I think it's very intriguing that the Pentagon is, you know, actively involved in weather forecasting, and obviously they've got some things up their sleeve. We'll discuss that as well. And we'll have a guest for you when we come back from the first break. He was a prisoner at America's concentration camps in World War II, and he has obviously lived to tell the tale. We've discussed that before with George Takei, who most of you know as Sulu from the original Star Trek. He spent some time in an Arkansas camp, and our guest tonight spent some time in, I believe it was California and Arizona camps. So we'll talk with him about his experiences and how he was able to, you know, retain his love for America and, you know, how he's able to endure just really being treated like a criminal. Now, this has a lot of weight to it, folks. This is very much in keeping with what we've been discussing. And when you look at what's going on in the world, and even when you just simply go to the airport to board an airplane, you're treated like a potential terrorist. That's very insulting for a lot of people. It's got to be even more so when you're imprisoned for your race. It's just amazing stuff. Anyway, so our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443, toll-free, and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And the website for the show that Webmaster James diligently keeps good track of, I encourage you to visit that, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. We certainly appreciate him and ask you, of course, to keep his spirits up so he keeps doing such a phenomenal job because he's very much appreciated by me. So, all of that having been said, we're up here to our first break. Take two.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 15 years, EvenStar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why EvenStar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes, you are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Our guest's website is www.sharkislandpublication.com, where you can read about his incredible story and his book, which is entitled My Niece's Story, which I may or may not have pronounced correctly. I apologize if I've screwed it up, but a fascinating story from a fascinating man. Please welcome to the program, Jack Samashima. Welcome, and thank you so much for your time tonight, sir. Jack, are you there?
Yes, I can't hear you very well for some reason.
Well, we'll try to get that all worked out here. How's that sound? Is that better?
It's a little better,
okay,
right.
Wonderful. I'll see if our producer can boost the feed to you a little bit more. I thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Your story is a powerful one. I got the pleasure of speaking with you the other day as we talked about some of these things. You know, it's interesting because I was just, you know, at the beginning of the show, kind of speculating what this whole thing must have been like. I will get all the details from you, but, you know, it has always angered me when I've been followed around in a store because I look like somebody who might steal something, and it's angered me when I've been pulled over by police officers because they said, you match the description of somebody who has committed a crime. It just seems like a little bit of profiling, I suppose you could say, and a lot of people have talked about that. There's no greater example of racial profiling than the American camps that existed for Japanese Americans, and then also there were camps, from what I understand, for Italian and German Americans as well. And you spent time in some of these camps in, California and Arizona during World War II. How old were you when you were first put in those camps?
I was about 24.
Mm-hmm. What was it like? Did they just go to the houses and just round people up?
Oh, see, before we go any further, can you turn up your volume somehow?
I can try. Manny, I don't know what you can do on your end, but if you could, that would be great. Is that any better for you, sir?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, right. There you go.
All right. Would you want me to explain a little bit how the camps were started and
yes, please.
That sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, let's start with Pearl Harbor. When Pearl Harbor occurred, the military decided they need to have a lot of the military families that were in Hawaii brought back here to the mainland. But when they came, they spread a lot of false rumors. And this is what started, I think, started part of it. But people on the West Coast got quite alarmed when they heard all these rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI, through Edgar Hoover, had always after that indicated that there wasn't any case of sabotage and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was just one isolated sort of a very minor thing that occurred on a very small, privately owned island off the west end of the Hawaiian Islands. And it was so minor that it was hardly worth mentioning. But,
mm-hmm.
but with all those rumors, then in 1920, there was a group of organizations formed what was called a Exclusion League. And that was the umbrella for organizations like the Native Sons of the Golden West, the American Legion, the California Grange, the California Women's Voting Group, and a few others. And those groups were always, they had always discriminated against the Japanese immigrants that had come to the California, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And the early Chinese immigrants who preceded the Japanese about at least by 40 years or so, they experienced the same thing. So anyway, because of all that type of atmosphere, everybody thought that, especially the politicians and the newspaper people, newspaper owners,
mm-hmm.
they discriminated considerably against Oriental people,
mm-hmm.
and so when Pearl Harbor came about, which is pretty nasty. The military decided they took the whole West Coast and divided it into segments. And what they did was firstly, there were two areas that were where there were some Japanese people. One was on an island, small island, just outside of Seattle, in the Puget Sound, that was near the Bremerton Naval Base. And then in Southern California, there was one area called Terminal Island, which were mostly fishing families, and they were right next to the Navy base down in, you might say, which is now the Long Beach Naval Base. And they got moved out in mostly in March of 1942. And it was a very, with about 2 days' notice.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what they did, the military did, was they went section by section, and what they would do was post signs on lampposts and telephone posts in the given area with a notice that that area would be evacuated of all Japanese people, even, you know, Japanese American citizens, and there would be a date. And this is how, you know, the evacuation took place, mostly from very late in March to through April 1942. And at that time I lived in Pasadena, California, and we were moved in the area all around Pasadena was moved about during the first week of April of 1942, and we didn't know where we were going or where they were taking us or anything, but we were told to report to a certain place near the, what was at that time, the Santa Fe Railroad Station in Pasadena. And so we went to that, and all you could take with you was what you could carry. And every family was assigned a family number, and that's how you boarded any trains or whatnot, and how you were settled in the camps. The military had rounded up very old railroad coaches and some fairly old steam engines, and everyone who lived anywhere near Pasadena all had evacuated at the same time. To make a long story short, we ended up in a town in the San Joaquin Valley, which is north, I would say at least by about 150 miles north, originally the Tulare County Fairgrounds. And what the military had done was they partially cleaned out the stables, and some families then were assigned rooms in these stables. And it was still smelly, and big nails in the walls, and a very thin whitewash applied. But the rest of us were put in individual army barracks, you might say.
If I can interrupt you here briefly, we have a commercial break. Folks, please stay with us. A powerful, powerful story from our special guest this evening, Jack Samashima. We'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Hey,
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us this evening. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest this evening is the author of the book, My Nisei Story, A Journey of Great Satisfaction. Please welcome back to the program, Mr. Jack Samashima. Welcome, sir, and please, if you would, continue.
Right. Before I go any further, I'd like to make a comment that these camps that were set up here for us in the United States had no exterminating type of chambers or anything to exterminate us. Want to make that, you know, very clear.
Okay.
And there's nothing like the Nazi concentration camps and the way they treated the Jewish people and other political prisoners, whatnot, that they had rounded up. In fact, the gentleman who eventually became the director of all 10 main camps that were set up, his name was Dillon Meyer. He was a friend of General Dwight Eisenhower's younger brother, Milton Eisenhower. And Milton first set up the WRA camp idea.
Mm-hmm.
And but he had his aim was to get into a different department in the government. And what he did was he sort of groomed and recommended Dillon Meyer to President Roosevelt at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But Dillon Meyer's main objective was somehow to get as many of us out of these camps into the Midwest area, or at least the areas that we could move into.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his objective. He didn't want to have us end up like the American Indians were, they put into their reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to make that clear. The camps were not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. It was no attempt or idea to exterminate us.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make that clear first.
Good. Well, thank you for that.
Right. It was much more of a humane situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now, when they moved us on the West Coast, they initially built 15. Or set up 15 assembly centers, and then we were moved from those assembly centers to these permanent 10 permanent camps. And I understand that there were two in Arkansas. One was named Rower, and one was named Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
You may be familiar with those names.
Yes, sir.
Right. But I understand that I've never seen those camps. Or camp sites, but I understood they were more in some kind of a valley area, and and there was a lot of moisture. All the other camps were more on level land, but very in remote areas, and some in deserts, some where they were very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up in a camp down sort of south of Phoenix, and it was on the camp was built Gila Indian Reservation, and in a very remote part of it. And there were two camps, a camp number one and a camp number two. Camp number one held 5,000 people. Camp number two held 10,000 people. There was one camp on the east end of California, and on the east side, but on level land, but on the east side of the Sierra Nevada range of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And that had contained about, in just one camp, contained around 9,800 people.
Wow.
And but the largest camps were in the area south of Boulder Dam, and it had two camps also. And the total of the two camps was about 20,000 people. And so there were these 10 camps, one in Colorado, one in Wyoming, one in Idaho, these two in Arizona, with two big camps.
Mm-hmm.
And the two in Arkansas, and see if I've missed any others. And there was another one in Northern California called Tule Lake. And what they did was they took some of the troublemakers. As you can see, there were some, Nisei, which were second generation, and also Japanese Americans and citizens, who were quite bitter at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lost everything.
Sir, if I can interrupt you again, I'm so sorry. Another quick break, though. Folks, please stay with us. Our special guest this evening, Jack Samashima, when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Thrilled to have you with us here tonight, as always. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends at the Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and all the fun things you could possibly want or need in your dream vacation. So by all means, folks, consider Howard Creek Resort when planning your family vacation this year, or maybe just need to get away for a day or two. Consider them, and you can see what they have in store for you at www.howardcreek.com. You can also call them toll-free. Ask your questions at 877-253-7690. And I believe you can still book some rooms for the 4th of July evening, which is just next week, a historic fireworks display there at Howard Creek Resort. And we certainly appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers and ask you to support them And, of course, so that way they will continue to support what we do here on this program. A very, very important show here this evening, folks. It's a great honor for me to have our guest with us tonight. He is telling us about his story, and it's all detailed in his book entitled My Nisei Story, A Journey of Great Satisfaction. You can find that at any major bookstore and, of course, at Amazon.com. His website, where you can read more about, is www.sharkislandpublication.com. Please welcome back to the program, Jack Samashima. Very pleased to have you with us here tonight, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad to have this opportunity here, Mr. Whalen. I'll continue here.
Please. Yes.
I'll just describe a little bit the way the camp was when we arrived. But we arrived again on old, very old coaches. I think the closest thing you could imagine that could be to wood that these coaches would resemble are like the Toonerville trolleys in the cartoons many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But the camps, when we arrived at the camps, the contractor had not yet finished all his work, and so there were a lot of ditches that were still open with pipes running through them and whatnot, and it was very, very dusty and very fine silt-like dust, and the wood used in making the barracks was very, it hadn't been really cured, so that they shrunk, and they also had a lot of knot holes in them, and when the wind blew, it would just stir all that dust up. You couldn't go to be outside in it because you'd breathe all that dust, and the dust would just filter through any little crack or through these knot holes and fracture lines, whatnot. But the camps usually, on the average, had roughly about 36 blocks, and each block had 12 barracks, and they were like military barracks. Especially in Arizona, they had to have two roofs, with about anywhere from 6 inches to a foot space between the roofs to let the air circulate between the two roofs. And only the top roof had tar paper on it. And there were screens and a window on each open side of a unit, you might say. Now, so that the barracks were 20 feet wide by 120 feet long, and in that length they had 6 units for 6 families, and there were 3 that were 48 feet long and 3 that were 16 feet long with a 20 foot width, and they each had a drop light. And the small cast iron coal stove. But there was always, each camp always had its own military detail of guards, and they checked who's going in and out. If you were granted, if you were accepted for employment outside, or if you were going to, were accepted by some college or something, you were escorted out. First, you were checked by the FBI, and I understand the military intelligence. And then if they passed you, then anyone could leave. What they did was they would have a civilian then drive one out to the closest bus stop, as I recall, they gave you $20 in cash, so that's what you had when you left. And
But as I said, the aim was to get as many people out of those camps as possible. Each block had 12 barracks and plus a H-shaped building, which had the men's and women's showers and latrines, and then and a laundry room in the bar that connected the H. And it was quite hot in the summers. It would get to by 9 or 10 o'clock. It would be up to 126 degrees.
Wow.
You could wash a sheet, and it would be dry in like, you know, 8 minutes or so. And of course, you couldn't. It has to be when there's no wind because of the dust. Other than that, people were kept busy. We were paid in script if you had a job. The non-skilled jobs were paid. They paid, if I recall, it was $8 a month. Skilled was $12, and professionals were getting $19. And they couldn't. You know, pay more than that because the Army privates were only getting, like, at that time, $21 or so a month. But so that's the way things were run, and they were run by civilian personnel, that non-Japanese, in other words, civilian personnel. And on this Gila reservation, fortunately, they had irrigation canals. Evidently came from a river down that passed through Phoenix. And there were many truck farmers in the camp, so they raised all their own vegetables. But otherwise, all the other food came from Army depots. I think I should just stay with the subject of the camps.
Well, I was just curious a little bit. You know, how did you feel about this? I mean, being brought to one of these camps at the age of 24, you know, I know that, you know, reading about your book and your website and our conversation, I mean, how do you deal with being profiled in such a way of basically preemptive punishment? I mean, you were incarcerated without having done anything simply because of your ancestry.
Yes. Well, I might mention very strangely that Pearl Harbor morning, I had taken the examinations to the California Institute of Technology, which is right in Pasadena, and there are competitive exams, and they only took, at that time, they only took 160 students a year. And if you passed the exams and did well enough, they called you in for an interview. And I would say there were fellows from near the Mexican border, all the way up to Santa Barbara, that were called into the campus for interviews. And otherwise, if you were out of state or something, then usually they had a visiting professor who might be lecturing or something stop and interview the individual. But at that time, there was so much prejudice. You could graduate Caltech and not be able to get an engineering job. And when I was interviewed by Mr. Philip Fogg, who was the registrar and professor of economics, and it was going so slowly, he finally had to call in my throat got stuck by the upper class dean.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them then managed to interview. There were about 60, I would say, young men there being interviewed. Anyway, Mr. Fogg asked me what I wanted to major in, and I said, I want to major in engineering. And he said, what he did, to make it short, he said that I probably would not be accepted if I majored in engineering, but he said, would I consider a pure science? And I was so stubborn, I wouldn't change my choice. And so, anyway, I finally got the letter from the institute. They had turned me down. But anyway, on Pearl Harbor Day, I worked for a few years to try to save up enough money to go to a Midwest school. So on Pearl Harbor morning, I was over at the train state depot, the train station, asking what the fare is to Ann Arbor, Michigan, because I figured that's where I'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the three men in the station were excited, and they were around the teletype machine. My brother was going to, younger brother, too, he was going to USC, and on Sundays I would take him back and come back home. Well, when we stopped in L.A., to Los Angeles, to get gas, I could hear the radio blasting in the station. I asked the young man who came out, I said, where's the Navy holding maneuvers? And he says, maneuver? He says, don't you know that the Japs are in bombing Pearl Harbor? And we had not turned our radio on or anything that Sunday morning. But anyway, when he said that, I knew we were in for trouble, because the prejudice at that time, it just inflamed things.
Yeah.
In later years, I happened to think I finally did get into University of Nebraska had accepted me, but the Board of Regents decided not to take any more Nisei students. But the registrar got me into Utah. He had a good friend who's a registrar there, and they accepted me there. But I just wasn't comfortable during the war, even in Utah. So I went out to Cleveland because I met a family who had come from there. But as I reflected on things and whatnot, I always liked the things the way things were set up in the United States. And I thought, well, gee, I wasn't really treated so badly that I would be bitter. So I thought, gee, there's no sense in being bitter about anything, that I should be glad.
Mm.
So I sort of did the forgiveness, in other words, and I just decided I wasn't going to be bitter about anything.
Mm.
And that's the way I looked at things.
I think that's amazing.
I was an Eagle Scout in the scouting organization. I never experienced prejudice. It was only on the outside. We couldn't go into swimming pools in the city municipal pool. We could get into the YMCA pool and the junior college pool, but we couldn't get into the municipal pools. And so I can't describe the prejudice that existed at that time on the West Coast, but it was worse in California. Did you read my book?
No, sir.
It sounded like you might have read it.
No. I've done some research on what you've written about, and I've checked out various things about you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's really amazing. Because as I'd mentioned sort of at the beginning, you know, I don't think I would have handled that well. Because I don't like, you know, people assuming various things based on how I look. And, you know, not for, you know, race or skin color or anything like that for me per se, but could be anything. Could be when I had long hair, for example. They, you know, I was always, you know, thought to be suspicious of something. And, you know, that's always been really hard for me. And then from what I understand about, you know, again, the families who were brought into these camps during World War II here in America, their property was confiscated and they had lost everything. And you had mentioned that a little bit as well, that people were obviously, rightly so, they were upset by this.
That's true. I admire you for your outlook on, you know, on things like that.
Well, but it's a real, you know, I love my country, Jack. I really do. But at the same time, I'm ashamed of it sometimes. Let me ask you to hang on if you don't mind, sir. Folks, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll try to get to some of your phone calls here. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, and our special guest this evening is author Jack Samashima. Welcome back to you, sir, and thank you again so much.
Yes, Mr. Whelan, I wondered if when the program is, or if I can speak to you on a separately. I'd like to, you know, continue as long as you want me to.
That would be great.
I was going to mention that I have a tricky throat, and I, you can remember when I hesitated there a little while ago, and it, you know, sort of caught me there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know what your station, or if I can mail a book to you at the station.
Oh, yeah. I would be very, very honored by that.
Because the thing is, I don't know the station call letters.
I can call you. Yeah. I can call you tomorrow afternoon and give you that information.
Oh, okay. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, I would appreciate that. Thank you so much. Do you mind if we try to get some calls in here while we've got some time?
Yes. Right. Sure.
Wonderful.
I don't mind the least.
I really appreciate that. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, pretty good, I guess.
Good.
I had a question for your guest, but then you mentioned something before you went to break, so I want to say something to you about that, and then I'll get to the question to
okay.
your guest. Talking about the hippie age, I was kind of in my teens when all that was going on, and my mama took me to the beach, and I got me one of them jackets that had the little dangling stuff on them, you know, and me and my friend walked down the strip of the beach, and these older people would look at us and act like they were scared to death of us, and I know you got tattoos.
Yes, I do.
And I know, you know, the Old Testament says not to mark or cut your skin. But that's between you and that.
Yeah.
But as far as the concentration camps now, your guest said, he was 24 when he went to concentration camp. That made, how old is he now? You hanging in there, ain't
you? May
you
not believe me, you know.
Yeah, you hanging in there, ain't you?
Yeah, but I'm 89 and a half.
Wow.
Well, bless your heart. what I wanted to say is, you said that concentration camps in World War II, there wasn't any of this getting rid of people, extermination, right?
The American ones, right.
Right. Well, what I wanted to ask, what does he think is going to happen in these other concentration camps that they've got built for us? I think there's going to be exterminations in those because they're going to be exterminating people that's against the New World Order or that are really Bible-believing Christians. I think the next concentration camps is going to be death camps.
Jack, I'm not sure if you're familiar with what Mary's referring to, but there was a recent $385 million contract awarded to Kellogg Brown and Root, a Halliburton subsidiary company, to refurbish these camps, to build new detention centers. There's also a provision in the new immigration reform bill that would set aside 20 old military bases, which could house up to, I believe, oh, gosh, I want to say maybe 200,000 people. Let me ask you guys both to hang on. Folks, we'll be right back in 90 seconds.
A message from...